Upset by prices at the gasoline pump, disappointed by empty store shelves, unable to dine at a preferred restaurant because of staffing shortages. The words of the Rolling Stones ring true. You can't always get what you want. Then I look at the news coming from Ukraine. People fleeing their homeland, destruction of innocent lives, property, and freedom. Suddenly, my hardship is trivial compared to missiles, invading troops, and separation from family. What can I do? Does my spending a few more dollars at the pump or reducing my consumption of fuel help reduce the world's dependency on resources of a foreign nation? That would mean sacrifice on my part. Am I willing to contribute financially to assist those suffering? Sacrifice on my part. As I view the suffering, my petty frustrations and complaints become an entitled embarrassment extending to my privileged position regarding worship. On any given Sunday, the style of music may not satisfy my preference, the message may not feed my hunger, the prayers may omit my passionate cause. How do I respond? The lyrics of songwriter Matt Redman pierce my defense with the words, "I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it when it's all about you." We are in the season of Lent. For over 2,000 years, the events have been recalled, Jesus willingly sacrificing his body, his life on earth, for you and for me. Some pattern their lives on Jesus. Some do not know him, while others reject the gift of that sacrifice. Will I allow Jesus to penetrate my thoughts, my worship, my life? Beyond 2 minutes more?